Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Mountain West basketball with Joe Cravens, our Root Sports Rocky Mountain analyst, with our Root Sports Rocky Mountain update for Mountain West hoops. Shoot us a text on the KFBC text line at 630-2266, 307-630-2266. To the phones, Joe, how are you doing today?
Just fine, Keith. I'm trying to stay warm over here. I imagine you guys got a little cool weather there in the Laramie area.
Definitely. Yeah, it's, you know, it's been, I'm trying to think here in Cheyenne. I can't remember the last time we saw bare ground, to be honest with you, because we've had snow cover since the first part of December. So it's definitely been a cool spell. But I think they're talking about getting up to near 50 degrees today, so I can handle that.
Wow. That's a heat wave this time of year.
I tell you what, maybe we get rid of some of this snow, maybe. So
I understand.
I wanted to start off because there was a big change on Monday, or I guess it was Sunday, in the Mountain West with UNLV and Dave Rice parting ways. And you rarely see these mid-season changes in coaching staffs. But after the loss to Wyoming on Saturday, in which they held a 22-5 lead, and things just haven't been going well with UNLV, especially with the talent they have. Well, they come out last night, and they beat previously undefeated New Mexico, undefeated in the Mountain West. Ken, in your dealings with coaches and seeing programs, can a change like that make and have that big of an impact early on, or is that just one of those things? Is the jury still out on Vegas right now?
Well, I think it's out right now, Keith. That didn't surprise me last night, that win by UNLV, because I think any time there's some adversity like that, how many times have you seen a star player be out and the team kind of come together and, I don't know if I want to say play over their head, but, you know, really kind of have a common cause and play very well. And I think maybe that's what you saw last night, but it isn't like the Rebels have been awful. You know, they lose three straight conference games by 3 points, by 1 point, and by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't like, you know, they've been getting blown out by 20-25 and all of a sudden they beat a good New Mexico team. They've been right there, and I think they were very close to being able to turn the corner. So I think the jury's still out on them. Are they going to be able to finish games down the road? Remains to be seen. But, you know, I think it's very unfortunate what happened to Dave Rice and the decision that was made, giving, again, what happened last year. Remember, Boise State starts off 0-3 last year and then goes on to win the regular season. So, again, I think that may have been jumping the gun a little bit for the administration at UNLV.
Speaking of Boise State, you saw them recently, Joe, and they seem to be separating themselves from the rest of the league. I know San Diego State's 3-0, but during their non-conference, they had some ups and downs. Boise State really seems to kind of be separating themselves from the rest of the league. Are you seeing that with the Broncos right now?
Well, I've had them 3 times now, Keith, and they keep getting better.
Yeah.
They early in the year, obviously, they had a ways to go, but boy, they are very impressive right now. They play with that great businessman-like attitude that, I mean, they start 3 5-year seniors. James Webb III is a redshirt junior, and then you throw Nick Duncan in there, and they are a veteran team. Anthony Drimmick and Mikey Thompson have played 225 games between them, both of them over 100 apiece. And so I saw them look terrific in the first half against Fresno State and then come out and couldn't buy a basket. I think they went 1 for their first 15. Fresno State claws their way back into the game. But there was never any panic by Boise State. I mean, their maturity, their experience is just top-notch right now. And I think the terminology you use, Keith, about separating themselves from the rest of the league, they are right on the verge of doing that in my mind.
Joe Craven's our guest, our Root Sports Rocky Mountain Mountain West basketball update. We've got, of course, right here on KFBC, Wyoming at San Jose State tonight. Pregame at 7:30. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. And Joe, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Cowboys, because after an 0-2 start in which they had two road games, they come back with a couple of nice wins and really got back to playing Cowboy and Larry Scheidt basketball, holding teams to under 60 points a game. San Jose State's been an interesting trip for them because it has not been easy to go there and play. Even with last year's team, that, you know, the NCAA tournament team, they struggled at San Jose State. Just an interesting place to play. But what do you make of the Cowboys, the way they're playing right now? It seems like this young and inexperienced team that Larry Scheidt has might have something going a little bit with a couple of wins to get going in the conference.
Well, I think as the season goes on, Coach Larry Scheidt kind of continues to work his magic with them. You know, each practice they get better, each game they get better. Remember, you know, this is a team that is in a rebuilding situation with all that they lost last year. Riley Grabow, who seemed like he'd played there forever, and Nance, who's starting for the Lakers now. So given a whole bunch of new pieces, I think it has taken a little time to get them all on the same page. But I think they're a team that does not have a big margin for error. But I think that's the way they've played all the time since Larry's been there last year. Maybe a little bit bigger margin for error because of their experience and talent level. But their games are always going to be grinded out type games. Those kids, till they get mature enough to have that mindset and understand this is the way we play, they're going to be in a bunch of close games. And I just think Larry Scheidt does such a wonderful job of molding those kids and coaching them. I think you're right. I think now they're starting to believe a little bit. They're getting a little bit more confident. And I think their style of play, they have a chance to beat anybody in the league, just as they do virtually every year with Larry Scheidt there.
I think the Vegas game was a good one for them because they won a game when Josh Adams was not at his best offensively. Now, defensively, he played a heck of a game holding McCaw down for UNLV. But that's got to give a young team some confidence when their best player, guy they rely on for so much, and, you know, pound for pound, you always hear that term in boxing, but pound for pound, maybe the best player in the Mountain West Conference, doesn't have his best game, and you could still come out with a win over a team that's probably more talented than you. That's got to give some team confidence, right?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, and that's kind of what I was referring to as those younger kids start coming around and start getting more confident and believing. And what Larry Scheidt and his staff has done there is a lot more difficult than what people, than just saying, you know, they're in a rebuilding mode. He's taking a guy that, like you say, Keith, who may be the best player in the Mountain West Conference, certainly, of what I've seen, it would be very close between he and James Webb III, and, you know, saying, okay, we got this one superstar. Now we have to build around him and build a cohesive unit and, you know, convince Josh Adams he's got to play with the rest of those guys. Mm-hmm. And so building that continuity, building that team chemistry is a real, real challenge. And that's not so much an X and O thing as it is a managing your people and managing your personnel. And once again, I don't think there's anyone better in the league at doing that than Coach Scheidt.
You saw Utah State host Air Force last night. I tell you what, those students in Logan really get after you. That they're an organized group. But what did you take out of that game last night that you did in Logan?
Well, both teams have trouble scoring the ball. Both teams playing without an inside presence, so to speak. Remember, Utah State was the best shooting team in the league last year. They led the league in three-point shooting and overall field goal percentage. And right now, the dynamics of their team has really changed when David Collette left the team, because they even played without Collette's backup, who was Lou Evans. Lou Evans, who has filled in for Collette, was out with a concussion. So they essentially started a walk-on at the post position. And they, without that low post threat, their perimeter shots are being hotly contested, and they're not shooting the ball near as well as what they did last year. Very mediocre first half. They started hitting some shots the second half at Utah State. I'm referring to the crowd got into it, and they really got going, and then just really distanced themselves from the Falcons. Falcons leading scorer Trevor Lyons going without a field goal last night. So the Aggies were good defensively, but when they get their offense going, like a lot of teams, and they start playing with a little bit more snap and pop, and they need to grow a little bit. I think they're a very capable team. Remember, they were picked third in the league when they had Collette. But right now, it kind of seems like when their offense is going good, then the rest of their game is really well. And they play with a lot more confidence and a lot more enthusiasm. They're capable of beating anybody in the league. Air Force is a typical Air Force team. If you let them run their half-court offense, then they're going to string the game out and be effective. Again, they had that. It was two teams who had struggled to score in the previous handful of games last night getting together, and Air Force continued to struggle to score. Utah State finally found the range and started shooting it in pretty good.
Three games in the Mountain West tonight. Boise State will be at Nevada, Wyoming at San Jose State, San Diego State at Colorado State. That should be a good one down in Fort Collins. Joe, we appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you again, and have a good one. We'll talk next time. Thank you so much.
All right, Keith. Enjoy that 50-degree weather over there.
Will do. Thanks, Joe.
All right, partner. See you.
Bye-bye.